Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, but the star of our program is the man we call Sultan, the all-pro defensive end, the Sultan of safeties, two safeties in one game in the same quarter, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend we're talking about, Mr. Fred Dreyer. Hello, Fred.
Well, what happened to my...
I don't know. You're really out of the shot right there. I got to tell you.
Deal with my
something. You moved up close, and you just
I was here all along.
You were.
I think I got messed up there. We have to bring Mike in here.
Yeah, we'll get Mike in. We'll get him back
Mike
in. Take
come
care.
On in. Here
we're talking about the camera. We do the show live on Facebook Live and on the Periscope. Every where YouTube.
So
you can watch the show.
Should I have to like get down like this now?
Yeah, it's down. That's looking good.
Like I'm looking under a center field fence.
How's your week going? Besides you not getting a good shot here on the screen, how's your week going?
Well, it was going better until my shot got screwed up.
Yeah. See, here's the thing. You're the all-pro defensive end, but you had this great career in motion picture and television. So you, when you come in the studio, you expect things to be a certain way. You expect things just to...
You know something? Even if I didn't have the path I've had in my life...
Right, you would be that way?
I would expect others to know what their jobs are and do them. And if anything should happen by accident like this did, clearly...
Clearly,
then we would we'd fix it. That's all.
So we're going to take care. We got a lot to talk about today. We're going to get Fred's his think tank on the Super Bowl. He'll give you his thoughts there. There's some big blockbuster trades that have gone on in baseball this week. Just when you thought spring training was underway and we were all going to relax a little bit, oh no, stuff is happening. Things are going on. So. See, now you're in the good frame right there.
Well, I'm sitting way back,
that's good.
So I'm going to have to... He can hear me, right?
Yes, your Fred is in Pasadena right now. We got a long shot on him as we make the big move in there. So,
I'm in a convertible on Pasadena Boulevard.
That's it. So we're going to have a good show for you. Now, you can email Fred Dreyer, freddreyer@crntalk.com. You can also follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. That's Fred_Dreyer. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And today on the show, we are going to take a segment here to get to all your emails because we got a lot of comments and questions here for Fred, and pictures have been sent in and all that. So send all your information into Fred Dreyer@CRNTalk.com. That's Fred Dreyer@CRNTalk.com.
Yeah.
It's O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Earn double points on all sale items like wiper blades, motor oil, tools, and more. Ready for an oil change? Get 5 quarts of O'Reilly High Mileage Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for $23.99, plus double O'Rewards points. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Using an overpriced trash bag?
Pricey, pricey, pricey!
A bag that breaks?
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Or a smelly bag?
Stinky, stinky, stinky!
Time to switch to Hefty Ultra Strong Trash Bags, always at an ultra low price.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
They're our best bags yet, and they cost less than Glad Force Flex, where sold head to head. So you'll be
happy, happy, happy!
Hefty Ultra Strong with Arm & Hammer Odor Control. Also available in heavy duty black bags.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
MoneyNow 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
When you're diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer,
a million questions flood your mind.
How can this be happening?
Am I going to be able to work?
What's a subtype?
What do I do now?
We know.
We went through it too.
But once you start to understand your options,
you can partner with your doctor
and find ways to face MBC on your own terms.
Visit findyourmbcvoice.com and learn how to speak up and have a more informed conversation with your doctor.
Some questions have answers.
Visit findyourmbcvoice.com to find some of yours.
Welcome back to Sports View. Today's topic, who deserves to win big this season? My two cents, good drivers. I mean, that's why there's Snapshot from Progressive. Let's go to Rick for some confusing metaphors.
Look, if you put a classically trained cellist in a garage band and you tell them to play Filet Mignon, I guarantee you, the meat on that burrito ain't gonna light the candle.
Thanks for clarifying, Rick.
If you're a good driver, there's no other way to say it. You deserve discounts with Snapshot. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, along with the one and only legendary Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. So let's talk Super Bowl, Fred. We haven't heard your comments on it. People have talked it to death, but it's not done until Fred Dreyer gets it and gets it to the gun. What do you got for us? What do you see last week? What was the big deal? What was the difference in the Super Bowl in your estimation?
I can't help but feel a little disappointed in the way that San Francisco ran their offense and did some things defensively. I thought Kansas City and the two teams were always certainly well matched within a point toss up, actually.
Right.
And the first half kind of proved that out. But it was interesting when the 49ers took the opening kickoff, they went all the way down and got
all the
an
way.
Opening day field
Big
goal.
Big deal, yeah.
Yeah, okay. But the way they did it was by breaking the form. It kind of snuck up on Kansas City a little bit by running wide, running reverses, and they had an opening game drive mentality that served them well. And then as the game as they scored the 3 points, and then they kicked off to Kansas City, and then it kind of went back and forth.
Yeah.
And they battled and tussled to a 10-10 halftime tie, which I found it very difficult to find out what San Francisco, who I thought would probably win the game.
That was your pick.
I picked them, but I was disappointed in how San Francisco ran their offense. I thought as the game went on, certainly into the third and the fourth quarter,
right?
I got the feeling that the Kyle Shanahan, head coach of the 49ers, was mesmerized by looking at his sheet. He had his head down the entire game. He was like this, just looking at the entire sheet, mesmerized by play calling. And I thought Kansas City had simplified their offense.
Offense?
They didn't show you a lot of window dressing and movement. They came out and they went right at specific types of plays that they had been doing all year, doing very well. And uh, I thought I thought the difference in the game was really Andy Reid and his veteran belief that you just don't make a big deal out of everything. Get your team ready to go. Let them loose. Get them out there with a handful of plays, defense and offense, and play the man in front of you and go after it. And I thought that was that surmised the Kansas City philosophy. As opposed to the San Francisco philosophy, I think you had a coach who I think kind of put in a lot of offense, not unlike the year before you saw, Sean McVay for the Rams, just kind of paralyzed, reading plays off of his sheet.
He was doing the same thing.
On the sideline. Yeah, on the sideline. And I said, to myself, I said, this isn't going to go well because they're not freeing themselves up to do the things. Both teams, evenly matched, in their own seasons, in their own schedule, was just terrorizing opposing teams. 16 teams, they just really beat to a lather over the season. And then when they get into the big game against each other, they just kind of flatten out. And I think
that was true.
I think a lot of it had to do with the 49ers being a little bit too stiff offensively. And I always thought that Andy Reid felt as though that if they had the ball last, they would score, and they did.
And that's because that was their winning way all the way through. But the momentum did change a little bit, but I think you're right. The momentum really didn't start for the 49ers until much later in the game. They get the ball, they march down the field, and they get 3 points. I get you, but they settle for 3 points when they should have had a touchdown.
They should have had 7 points in that drive.
Yep.
And here's what happens a lot of the times, and maybe I'm too critical, but I think I'm correct about it. I look at how dynamic both offenses are and how dynamic both defenses are. They're 1-2, 2-1, respectively, in those categories throughout the year. So what is it that bothers me is that I get the feeling that San Francisco just would not commit to controlling the line of scrimmage by running it. I felt as though they backed off of that, and they started running all these plays, these reverse plays. They must have had 10 reverses throughout the whole game,
right?
And they were trying to break something loose. And a couple of times they did. After all, it was 20-10 there in the third quarter.
Fourth quarter, yeah.
And the start of the fourth quarter, what was it, 20-10?
Yep.
And so they were doing the right things apparently defensively. But offensively, they seem to come off of doing the things they did great throughout the season.
Yeah. Hey, see, it almost allows the game to dictate the plan instead of you dictating your plan to the game. I think it throws you off by not, what you say, controlling the line of scrimmage, controlling the play there and being on the offense. The best defense is a great offense, and they had moments of it with San Francisco, but not enough all the way through. And don't get me wrong, the Chiefs didn't have the great offense either, but when it counted, like you said, Andy Reid thought when they got the ball, so did Mahomes' quarterback, they got it in the last minutes of the game. They were able to move it down. There were some great throws, some great catches, and they just moved it right down and took that game right away out of the grasp of, there's unanswered points there that San Francisco couldn't come back from.
Well, they also, San Francisco had some poor coverage there in the fourth quarter. There was some guys wide open. They ran whether it was man or zone, but they tried to run man with Sherman over there.
Right.
And he got beaten terribly. They tried to run some cover two on that weak side over there. And the ball, and there were receivers full-blown wide open for big gains. If you're not going to get to the quarterback – with four people, which is what San Francisco has been doing all year, meaning you've got seven guys in the backfield, defensive backfield, committed to some form of coverage. Well, they couldn't get to the quarterback with their four down linemen. They had to send people, and so I thought that was awkward. I thought that was something out of sorts. But you know, for the most part, you know, if they were to play three more times, five times, if those two teams played five times, it would be close, probably all five games or maybe four games, and there'd be a blowout here and there. But for the most part, they're evenly matched, and it comes down to how you perform in the big game. And Mahomes had the ball last, and he won.
Yep, that's it. He had it. He carried it. He made it happen, and he made this whole thing happen. We're going to take a little break here when we come back. More on the Super Bowl here, a little wrap-up from Fred Dreyer. I want to especially get your opinion on maybe one of the most important aspects of the game, and that was the halftime show. So I want to see what you
thought
about that. Straight ahead, we'll continue. I'm Michael Horn. He's Fred Dreyer. This is the Sports Lounge.
How would you like to save up to $500 on your next vacation package? Any vacation package anywhere in the world. Just call Superior Travel and mention the code RADIO and save up to $500. We'll design a custom, fantastic vacation just for you with all the bells and whistles. Not some cookie-cutter vacation, but a unique, all-included vacation customized by one of our exclusive travel experts. And our service is completely free. You pay nothing more. So why waste your time? Let us do it for you. We've got over 100 years of travel experience to help create the perfect trip for you. Call now and learn how to save up to $500 on your next custom vacation. Pick up the phone, call Superior Travel, and use the code word RADIO.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519.
800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
Meanwhile, back in the sports lounge, yours truly, Michael Horn, was sitting here with old number 89. That's the all-pro defensive end, number 89 for the Los Angeles Rams. Were you 89 also? What number were you when you were on the Giants?
89.
89 all the way through your career.
Well, in high school, I was 84.
Okay.
At El Camino College for 2 years, I was 77. And then at San Diego State for 2 years, I was 77. And then I was 89 from 84 to actually 69 to 81.
There you go. So you did in college, you weren't number 89. That was in the pros, you were 89.
Yep.
Yeah, you have it there. Did you ask for a different number when you signed up with the Giants?
No, I showed up the first day of practice, and I went up to the uniform dispensary, and the old man, Subway Sid Moret. He said, "So what do you want, rookie? You need a jersey?" I said, "Yeah." And he said, "Here, take this one. This one just came available, and it was Bobby Crispino." His number. He was a tight end. It was his number.
Bobby Crispino's number. Bobby Crispino. Was he good? Did he have a pretty good career?
Pretty good? I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so. So he gave you a number.
He just gave me a loser number. He threw me a number, and I held it up. I looked at it, and I thought, I guess.
89, right?
Yeah, 77 was taken, but it wasn't. That number had it lost its glisten for me.
77?
Yeah.
Why?
It's boring.
Yeah, 7-7, double sevens.
Yep.
Yeah, I like 89. It's good.
Yep.
It was very good. Anyway, it's the number 89, the all-pro defensive end, Fred Dreyer, and then, of course, the acting legend when he came in there. Let's talk a little baseball if we can now, because, you know, there was a big trades and all this rumors around, and the Dodgers were going to pull a big deal. They were going to get, that shortstop from Cleveland was going to be coming to town, all this kind of good stuff, and they ended up getting nothing. Zero, squat, nothing. And now this big blockbuster trade here, because the Red Sox, they don't want this luxury tax anymore, so they got to unload money. They got to unload cash. So they trade Mookie Betts and pitcher David Price to the Dodgers. It's a three-team deal. I think the Dodgers give up Alex Verdugo and one other guy to say goes to Boston, and Kenta Maeda goes to Minnesota. Minnesota gives up Brewster Graterol to Boston as a pitcher, I believe. And then later on, the Dodgers trade Jock Peterson and Ross Stripling. They dump them to the Angels, and they get kind of a utility man there from the Angels, don't they? Isn't that the deal? They put together.
Yeah, the Dodgers also put together. They don't want the luxury tax either.
Craig Kniefel, what?
They don't want the luxury
tax. Yeah, nobody wants a luxury tax because it goes up way high. So my thought to you is like, hey, what's the deal? Weren't the Dodgers okay? They seem like they've lost more pitching now. They get rid of Kenta Maeda. They got David Price here, and he had a terrible year last year. Is he going to be better? Have you heard any background?
Price is okay.
He's okay?
He's throwing hard again, and he didn't have a sore arm from pitching. He had a tumor on his wrist.
Is that what the problem was?
That's correct.
Oh.
So you see, when people do the due diligence, they find out that the guy had a legitimate problem.
So he's okay now?
Yep.
So he's back at it again. And this Mookie Betts is supposed to, his war rating is supposed to be like second only to Mike Trout. Have you heard that?
Can you tell us what war rating is?
No, nobody can.
Well, nobody can. The stats are killing me.
How many wins you bring to the team. In other words, your rating is, with you being on the team in place of the guy you're replacing,
wins
in
after
your position, wins after replacement, how many more wins you bring in by just being who you are. And he's got a 6.6 war rating or whatever. And so, I look at his batting average, how many home runs. So he seems good. Here's the thing. I think he's going to help the Dodgers. They needed a legit leadoff guy, and he could be their leadoff guy. He's got some speed, right? He's going to be able to lead it off, gets a consistent hit, get the game going.
That was the MVP a year ago.
Well, that's a year ago.
Well.
Here's the
so he you mean he's completely finished after
yeah, well,
a year?
Well, no, but here's the thing. Before the Dodgers pulled this deal, this could be wrong, but this is some background information I heard. They had to make sure all the wires were disconnected from the Boston Red Sox players. So David Price and Mookie Betts had to make sure all the buzzers and things were removed from their bodies from scandals that were going on with Alex Cora, their former manager. And once they got them detoxed and all the wires were removed, then the trade could be consummated.
Well, you were going a long way for that one.
I did. Yeah. And it took you a while to get it, too. That's why I kept going.
No, that's why I shut up.
You just looked at me like, where is he going?
I didn't want nothing to do with that lock.
That's it. And then they had to reattach the wires to the players. Alex Verdugo is now wired to play.
Well, the whole league is wired. That's the whole league
Everybody's
is wired.
So yeah. You think this is good, bad, and different? What's the Fred Dreyer?
What do you mean good, bad, or indifferent?
This is going to be okay?
This is a great player, and so is this David Price. And, you know, he doesn't have to pitch to, designated hitters. Has to pitch to pitchers. He'll be better, be more effective. He'll be more enthusiastic. And he's going to be here for a couple of years because his contract is still valid for 2 years. Mookie Wilson will be free after this year, but they're hoping he has a great year and he likes it here. I mean, how could you not like it here, for crying out loud?
That's right. So here's the thing that a lot of people don't know is the battle between this whole thing going. Boston could have there's rivals here in the National League West, and the Padres are trying to improve their team. You know, they got O'Malley there as a part owner. Peter
that
O'Malley.
Doesn't mean anything.
Yeah,
actually.
It does. I like Peter O'Malley. And so they're trying to get better. And so Boston chose to work with the Dodgers in the trade. They could have gone with the Padres. There were some offers being made on the Padres side. It could have been.
No, you don't know.
That's a background.
I do know.
Well, but it was, you have to watch out. There's rivals.
No.
Could be.
No.
Angels, will they be better with Jock Peterson on their team and Ross Stripling
as
extra? Ross will get another good chance to pitch and be, their count on him. Well, I like the Angels manager. You know, they got the new manager going in there, and I think that this could be a good thing for them. They needed a couple of key players like this.
Well, they got them, and I think it should be an enthusiastic crowd to begin with, because I think that's a good manager over there.
Joe, he's good. I like
Joe him. Madden.
Joe Madden's a good man.
He was there under Mike Socia there for a while.
Yeah, he was Socia's bench coach. What's happening with Socia? Is he coming back, you think, at some point?
Not for a while, probably.
Not for a while?
Well, he's burned out.
But he will come back, don't you think?
I don't know.
I think he can.
I'm not sure about the best
managers in the game.
Well, he is. He is that indeed. And I think that he wants to manage his own way. And the systemic philosophy of managing has changed dramatically in the last 10 years.
More in the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer, stay with us.
I am doing it all, the water, the fiber, the exercise, but I still have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keep coming back. My doctor said that I may have a chronic medical condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C.
Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats adults with IBS with constipation. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
We are back. It is the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. You can email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Jim says, other night saw the highlights of SB14. You guys played your hearts out. Go Rams, go. Do you think they'll make it next year? So you were in Super Bowl 14. Will the Rams make it, you think, next year in the Super Bowl, Fred Dreyer?
I have no idea.
Okay. Ben says, huge move for the Dodgers, Fred. Mookie Betts, arguably the best player in baseball. And don't sleep on Price. He'll do very well in the National League. That's kind of what you said here, right?
Yep, that's right.
Pamela says pincher Kenta Maeda's going into the Twins. Very interesting. You think that'll help Minnesota? I think so.
Yeah, sure it will.
Arizona Baker says, congratulations to both teams for really playing football, talking about the Super Bowl. Outstanding all around. You thought outstanding?
I'm glad people enjoyed it because that's the whole idea. That's the focus of it. I did not have a bad time watching it, but, you know, it was. I thought it was a little tired at times.
Pamela says, Andy Reid finally took the championship home. Congratulations to the Chief. I was happy for Andy.
Yeah, he's a good coach, and people are really rooting for him.
Roberto said, wish it was the Niners that won, but congratulations to the Chiefs for the great comeback. And then Ann says, Fred, proud San Diego State University alumni class of 71. Just wanted to know if you ever get down to games anymore. How about this year's basketball team, best sports in San Diego since the Chargers left?
Hey, I think the Aztecs in basketball are like 23-0 or something.
They're doing really well. They're
doing fantastic.
She's got a hashtag Aztec for Life. Are you part of that group?
Yes, please.
You're Aztec for Life?
Yeah, of course. Definitely.
You can email Fred Dreyer, freddreyer@crntalk.com. And then Lyle says he has a picture 9 years ago in Burbank. Here's he and you together at the Hollywood show. Tell me about this Hollywood show that you were at.
That was over, it was an autograph signing show over across from the Burbank airport. Let's see that.
Yeah. So if you want to email Fred Dreyer, you can do so. freddreyer@crntalk.com. Again, that's freddreyer@crntalk.com. And don't forget, you can follow Fred on Twitter. He's always got good comments there. Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R. And then you can also catch him on facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. But get those emails into us. So we like to talk about them here on the show. freddreyer@crntalk.com. And again, that's freddreyer@crntalk.com.
Yep.
Follow us on iHeartRadio Talk and stay in touch 24/7. A special news and update station you control. That's iHeartRadio.com/talk.
If you need anything from a simple home repair to a major remodel, you need to know about Home Advisor. It's a totally free service that instantly connects you with top local service pros.
Home Advisor is a very easy way to find a home contractor, and for me, it's the only way.
You can use Home Advisor for everything. Your house cleaning, your painting.
Electricians, plumbers, handymen. We've had nothing but fabulous every single time.
Just select the type of work you need done, and Home Advisor's ProFinder technology instantly finds top pros in your area.
You can read customer reviews of the pros, even use their cost guide to find out what hundreds of other repair and improvement projects cost in your area.
I think everybody should use HomeAdvisor. In fact, I tell everybody to use HomeAdvisor.
HomeAdvisor is a total solution to any type of work you would ever want to do around your house.
And best of all, it's completely free. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
At Aaron's, we believe in the magic of wintertime warmth. That magic that comes from good people out there, always helping others, working hard, and providing for those they love, no matter what. So why are there so many stores unwilling to work with some good people? Just because your credit isn't the best doesn't mean your TV or refrigerator can't be. That's why at Aaron's, we work with you. So you can get flexible lease-to-own plans that fit your budget. Because good people always deserve better. Aaron's. Easy, beautiful, affordable.
Excuse me, Captain. This is your wake-up call from the new TracFone Wireless.
What's that now?
What if you had to fly this plane while sitting back in the cabin?
I wouldn't have any control.
Well, that's what it's like going with some wireless companies. But TracFone Wireless gives you control.
Hmm.
Get unlimited talk and text on America's best 4G LTE network starting at $20 a month, no contract. Plus, unlimited carryover data with active service.
That's cool, but how'd you get in my cockpit?
This is your wake-up call, people. The new TracFone Wireless. Now you're in control.
Available at major retailers. See terms and conditions at TracFone.com.
Back in the sports loungers, truly Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. He's our guy here, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. Had that great career with the signed by the New York Giants. Was signed briefly for a while. He was on the New England Patriots. Belichick wasn't there yet, so he said, I'm out of here. And he went and played with the Rams and had an all-pro defensive end, incredible career. And then when he hung him up, and also when he retired from the game, he went into acting, and he went into the great series that you saw. He studied with some of the best, and that series, Hunter, remains and outlasts the test of time. Great show, Land's End, one of the first syndicated shows. You were the first guy to do a syndicated show, non-network. Am I correct about this?
We did first-run syndication down in Mexico in 1995.
Cabo San Lucas?
Cabo San Lucas in a show called Land's End. And it would have gone, it would have still been going right now, but what happened was is that we had a business falling out with our partners, Labatt Beer Company out of Canada.
Oh boy.
And it came into a lawsuit, and it was such an ugly, unfortunate deal that we lost our distribution slot in distribution.
No, that's not good.
The distributors didn't know if we were going to come back, and they had to make a decision.
And so you lost your slot.
So we lost our slot.
It's a boot time. Did you drink a lot of Labatt beer when you were down then in Cabo? Because there's some great Mexican beer. And if this was at a Canadian company, was that the lawsuit was over the fact you weren't drinking their beer or what?
No, I was drinking too much of it.
That's the problem. That'll do it. That's the
problem. These guys would come in. You'd see the big bird fly in and land in Cabo, and then they get into taxi cabs, and they'd fly out to the location, and there'd be the four Canadians there going, "Hey, how you doing out here, eh?" "Yeah, we're doing okay. Yeah, now that you guys showed up, we have to stop production."
Only you would have a syndicated show, you being from the United States, sponsored by Canadians, and then decide to film it in Mexico. That's the day you had the treaty.
San Lucas deal.
Yeah, but LeBlanc were the sponsor.
Well, we went. They came looking for me. They said, "Well, we want to be in business with you because you know what you're doing out here in Mexico, and we do. We produce shows, all over the place.
Pacifico, Corona."
We had a big action sequence down on the wharf.
Oh, and this was part of the actual footage?
What was the deal?
So you're on the wharf.
Yeah, I'm on the wharf. I had to run down this wharf. It was a long way. Had to run down from the mainland, down the wharf, out to this huge, incredible monster boat, private boat.
It was
owned by these guys from, I don't know where they were, Taipei or China.
Taipei, but it makes sense. Everything with Canada, Mexico, United States, Taipei.
I had to jump on a guy, and we wound up in the water, and it was a big sequence.
That's a good scene.
Yeah, it was a good sequence. Money's worth.
So what happened?
And in the process, I sweat so much. I don't sweat that much, actually.
The humidity was
unbelievable.
What happened?
I drank a case of beer.
Of LeBlanc.
No.
Oh, no. Oh, but that was your sponsor.
That's terrible.
So what did you drink?
Mexico. I drank Modelo. I drank
Pacifico.
Pacifico.
Corona.
I drank Coronas. Yeah. I drank all that stuff.
All that. Okay.
All the stuff indigenous to the people.
Okay.
That's good. Yeah.
Dos Equis, because you were, the world's most interesting man at the time.
And by the time we got, we had to shoot all the action stuff first, and then we had to go inside the boat, and they couldn't dry my clothes off fast enough.
It gets even hotter. So you were... Not only did they have to pat your forehead, they had to actually dry your outfit, your costume.
No, I had to take all my clothes off.
I don't want to hear anymore.
And I had my underwear on. I was on the bow of the ship.
No more.
And I was fanning my clothes like this, trying to get the sweat out of it.
Fred's a little overheated over there. You get him something to blap. That's what, yeah.
Fred, you want a beer? Yeah, bring one over. And this was like, the final case on the.
That's good. You could have held up, LeBlatz, the beer that won't make you sweat. That could have been the commercial.
Oh, yeah.
You can drink as much. Hi, I'm Fred Dreyer. You know, when you're having a hard day shooting under the lights or here in the heat of Cabo, just get yourself a fine LeBlatz and drink it. It's the beer that won't make you sweat.
For some reason, drinking a Canadian beer in Mexico doesn't work.
I know. And that could be, then, when people ask what happened, that could be the problem. However,
this
series is out there, and it's being shown, I understand, in syndication around the world, but not here in the United States. We still haven't been able to see this film, series.
Well, the distribution cycles in Europe are much different than they are here.
How so?
Well, I mean, they can sit there and bundle four or five different partial series. We only did 22 hours.
Got it.
If we would have done 66, it would have been a full run all over the world. But it's kind of like a half-assed run because there's only so many shows.
That's our Showbiz Report brought to you by LeBlatz. We'll have more in the Sports Lounge. Stay with us here on CRN.
How would you like to get a free IRS deduction, possibly saving hundreds of dollars on your taxes, and do something good? If you've got an old car, you can donate it to help veterans. It's a pain to try and sell a car yourself. So, pick up your phone and make a free call to Veteran Car Donations. They'll come and get your vehicle within a few days for free and give you a receipt to use for your tax refund. Of course, check with your accountant for details. Now is the perfect opportunity to help veterans and get rid of an old car. Veteran Car Donations will come and get it for free. We only ask for 2 minutes of your time right now on the phone to get the whole process started. So please help the vets and make this free call now.
800-253-1892. 800-253-1892. 800-253-1892. That's 800-253-1892.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Yes, sir.
So since we're talking some baseball here, let's talk about Pete Rose, because he is looking at this whole Astro cheating scandal and the current investigation into the Boston Red Sox cheating scandal. And Pete Rose is looking for reinstatement. He wants to ask the commissioner, Rob Manfred, to remove his ban from Major League Baseball and get himself into the Hall of Fame. What do you think, Fred?
Well, I think he has a great argument. I think Pete Rose, this is an interesting case. It was one of the most outrageous incidents in Major League sports, in history of sports, certainly in baseball, comparable to the Black Sox, 1919 World Series, Cincinnati and the Chicago White Sox.
Right.
But that being said, so much has happened, starting with the steroid use.
Yes.
I wrote this down here. Ownership culpability. And that's what this is. This is what I want to discuss today in my little speech. I won't be too long, but I do believe that ownership of Major League Baseball is culpable for the degradation of the sport and the moral code that drives the baseball players.
Ownership, not the players.
Ownership.
You're saying ownership is responsible.
Players make mistakes. What Pete Rose did was uncalled for and outrageous and should have been reprimanded. But to punish a great Hall of Fame player, to prevent them from entering into the hallowed hall of greatness, of baseball immortality, because of this, is to tell people Pete Rose never existed. And that's wrong. You can't wipe out somebody and his deeds and his records and his greatness. because you're upset because he destroyed the moral code of your great sport.
Right.
You know, these people are terrible stewards of the sport. And for them to take that position with Pete, especially, and this is my point, especially in the face of what has happened over the last 20-some-odd years, and that is ownership's acknowledgement, signing off, turning their back against, turning the players who took steroids over to the press just as long as the press would not investigate ownership. That took place. You can take a look at it and read the tea leaves as much as you want. Now you've got ownership in collaboration with one another because the commissioner of Major League Baseball, Manfred, this guy told the Houston Astros after he found out the Astros were cheating a year before, told them, stop it. They ignored him and continued to do it through the season and into the playoffs and in the World Series.
Yep.
Now, are you telling me that that owner, what's his name, Carney, what's his name?
Yeah,
the owner of the Astros. You mean to tell me he didn't know anything about it? This was all a concoction that the players made up. It was all unfolding. This is such a lie. This is exactly what's going on in government today. This is exactly what's going in mainstream media today. The manipulation and the lying. And it's the egregious assault on the senses and understanding that you've got a great sport. I think all of these players that who are on steroids who hit these home runs and made all of these great plays and what have you. I think they should be in the Hall of Fame with a plaque that says exactly what they did, what was proved. And what the concern was, and here's the other thing. You can't stick that type of an opinion on someone unless you can prove it. And they can't prove anything that many of these players took steroids. They can't get anything on Roger Clemens. They can't get anything on a lot of these guys who to this very day say I didn't use enhancing drugs. And there's no way you can prove it. Even if they had a so-called eyewitness where the trainer came in and said, yeah, I shot him up in the bathroom before games and stuff, which turned out to be an absolute lie. And they allow this type of testimony and this wrongdoing to permeate this great sport. And you've got ownership now who is now trying to tell you that these crazy players, we're going to get to the bottom of this. And you know something, we hate to say this, but we got to fire our manager and our general manager, and we got to make sure that this never happens again. Well, how about Fred Dreyer's opinion that you, Crane, is it Crane? What's the guy's name that owns the Astros?
I don't know.
Anyway.
Whatever his name is.
That owner, he should have to divest the team. That's where
you want him to get rid of the
team. I start. I start there. And when the ownership of Major League Baseball can look at one of their own and say, you know something, Fred's right, you got to go, then we'll have a conversation about Pete Rose.
All right, we're going to take a little break. Pete Rose petitioned the Major League Baseball office, and he said he and his lawyers argued that Rob Manfred has opted to not punish players guilty of major game-changing rules infractions. As a result, that should end Pete Rose's 30-and-a-half-year ban for gambling on baseball when he was manager of the Reds. The lawyers say Rose's lifetime ban is vastly disappropriate when compared with the punishments that the players are
disproportionate.
There you have it. We'll be back
with
more.
Right.
It's The Lounge.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Yes, sir.
So the name we're trying to think of was Jim Crane, the owner of of the Houston Astros. And you feel he needs to be penalized as an owner and divest himself of the team because you feel he knew.
Well, he did know, and all the other owners knew it, and I wouldn't be a bit surprised if all the other owners called the commissioner up and said, players and from all kinds of ancillary people, around the game and stuff. This thing stinks. We can't let this get out. So the commissioner calls the Crane and says, hey, what are you doing? He goes, we'll stop. Okay, well, there it is. Then they didn't stop, and they went ahead.
They were warned the year before,
and they continued. Well, this was the year before,
yeah.
And they continued through that year, and they all continued through 2017, all the way through the playoffs. They hammered the Yankees with it, and then they got into the World Series, and they beat the Dodgers to death with it, and nobody did a damn thing, and they all knew it. The league knew it. This is a rotten deal, boy, I'll tell you.
It is a rotten deal. It gets stinkier every time we go by, and they're not penalizing any of the players who knew what they were wired for, the buzzers and everything else.
I mean, it's like a Warner Brothers cartoon, yeah. You know, where a Daisy McDuck goes up to the plate with a transistor hanging out of his jeans and ready to hit home runs. I mean, this is one of the most unbelievable, yes, outrageous, insulting things I've ever seen.
And what about this investigation of the Red Sox? How long does that go on? I've seen the impeachment proceedings that move quicker than this. I mean, come on. Yeah. You don't know if they were cheating or not. You know they were cheating.
Well, remember,
that's why Alex Cora is gone, for God's sake.
Well, remember this, folks, that there's 32 people that own these franchises. It's a closed clubhouse. and they're going to do what they're going to do, and that is take your money and lie to you.
There you have it. Let's get your thoughts on this. Email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. We're here every week at this time. Email Fred, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. We're on CRN Digital Talk Radio, Sports Byline, and, of course, Sirius XM Channel 211. Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com, The Real Fred Dreyer. We'll see you next week, huh, Fred?
Yes, sir. Thanks for being here.
Hi, this is Edward Brown. Join me every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific time as I host Sports Econ 101, the show where we look at sports from a business perspective, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.